This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Gerald Blam. Welcome to the show, Gerald.
Thank you.
Our topic of conversation today is a town hall meeting that's going to be coming up concerning AT&T phone service in the Gillespie area and parts of Macoupin County and so forth. And we're going to discuss that meeting in just a bit, but let's go over a little history, a little background of what prompted this town meeting to come up and sort of how it involves AT&T and citizens of the county.
Okay. I'm on Facebook quite a bit, and I've got quite a few friends, Bunnell, Staunton, Gillespie, all over that area. And back around Christmas it was, I kept seeing a lot of complaints on Facebook about the lack of coverage of AT&T. They did have coverage before. They were able to use their phones, and then they couldn't. And I witnessed it myself once in Bunnell. It took 7 or 8 minutes for a text to go through. Then the next night I noticed it again. I had to actually leave Bunnell and head toward Gillespie for my text to go through. So I've witnessed it myself. But that was back around Christmas. Then the complaints kept coming in, and actually no one was doing anything about it. They would call customer service, and customer service would say that they were going to look into it, and they thought that maybe 24, 48 hours, they would have it resolved. Well, nothing was resolved. Complaints still kept coming in. Then I decided, well, let's just make a Facebook page as an outlet for these people to actually complain on there and get a group of people on this page, and maybe that would help get us recognized by AT&T that there is actually an issue. So in March, in fact, it was March 23rd, I started a Facebook page titled Macoupin County AT&T Users Forum. We try to limit it to Macoupin County residents because we are the ones who started the page. We are the ones who are having the issues. And believe it or not, just since March the 23rd, we have over 3,600 members on this page that keep an eye on it, and AT&T monitors it. So that's kind of where we're at, up to the point we're at right now.
Once you did this Facebook page, had you been continually talking with AT&T, or how did it go as far as now AT&T, from what I understand, when we get into the meeting part, is now going to look a little deeper into this?
Well, yes, absolutely. I'm a very open person. I have nothing to hide. I'm not afraid of calling anyone, asking questions. I grew up with the thing, all people can do is say no, and you don't know until you ask. So I called every number I could come up with related to AT&T, customer service, president's office, vice presidents, called everybody I possibly could. I got connected with a very good gentleman with AT&T. He's the Illinois vice president for external affairs, lives down in Waterloo. I got in contact with him, and he actually drove up here and sat at my kitchen table with my wife and I with two engineers and discussed AT&T's issues. And then we went for a drive around the southern part of the county trying to find issues with cell service. That's never been done before with AT&T. They've never sent a VP out for a customer complaint. He's been with them for 40 plus years and said this has never been done. He said he couldn't believe how much they're trying to get this service repaired. So yes, I've been in contact with quite a few people with AT&T.
The town meeting itself, this is set for coming up in Tuesday, June 19th, and doors will open at 6. The actual meeting starts at 6:30 at the Gillespie Civic Center?
Yes, yes.
What will be done there? Who do you want there? What will be done? Sort of what will the interaction be?
Okay, I'll start with AT&T's involvement. The VP that I have been talking to all along will be there. He told me he was going to do his best to bring engineers, customer service people, technicians, the technical people that know towers, that know how cell phones work, that so we'll have a vast array of different people involved with AT&T. It's open to the public, and what I would really hope to get there is some of our first responders, police, fire, ambulance. They've also had some issues. Some of them could have developed into life-threatening issues because of the lack of cell service. Call 911, you get a drop call, that kind of thing. So we're really hoping for the first responders to come there, because that's kind of an emergency situation where they need their cell coverage. Plus, you know, open to the public. We want anybody and everybody. We want to kind of limit it to Macoupin County people, just for the fact that we started it for Macoupin County residents, and we've got enough problems with the cell service in Macoupin than to try to reach out and go to other places too.
Anybody who comes will have the chance to speak of the issue if they're from Macoupin County?
Absolutely, yes. We're going to try to run it, we are going to run it in a professional manner where we want one person talking at a time, one person ask a question, get the response from AT&T. When they are satisfied with the answer or there is no answer to that question, we will get another question from the audience. But one of the things is, I know that people are upset. I am too. I pay a monthly cell bill, and my service is not up to par, just like most of the people on that page. I can understand their frustration, but we have to keep this on a basis where it's professional. We don't want to use any vulgarity. We don't want to make any kind of threats. So we need to, we'll get more from these people if we treat them with respect, like we also want to be treated with respect, then we will, I guess you would say, getting in their face over this whole incident.
As far as the representatives, do you think they'll give at least some kind of information out as to what they think's going on or what's going on? What do you expect their rebuttals will be, say, at this meeting?
Well, they do have plans in the works for Macoupin County. The problem with the plans are it's not as simple as walking over and flipping a light switch. They are planning on a couple new towers in Macoupin that will definitely help a lot of people. It's not an excuse, but if you think about this, Macoupin County is 468 square miles. We have not quite 47,000 people living in 856 square miles. That is a huge rural area to cover with towers, where a tower might get, on a good day, you might get 10 to 15 miles on a tower if everything's working exactly the way it's supposed to. You take that versus, say, let's just say Springfield, Illinois, in a footprint on the ground of, let's say, a 10 square mile area, you've got 100,000 people. So there's a lot of money there, but I'm not shortchanging Macoupin County in any way, shape, or form. And here's some real simple figures. There's 3,600 people on our page. And if each one of them pays $200 a month for cell service. Now, I'm lowballing this here. Most people are paying more than $200. That's $720,000 a month that we are paying AT&T just from the members on that page, not the entire county, which would be a lot more than that. That's just the members who decided they wanted to join and make their voice heard. So there's a lot of money we're spending out of Macoupin County to AT&T, and I understand the frustration. We're not getting the service we used to have. I want an answer to what happened. We used to have good cell service. Why did it change? Why is it bad now? And it seems like it's getting worse the longer we go. The closer we get to this meeting, the worse it's been getting.
The area that you, I guess, would say are seeing as the worst area, where would you say this is roughly?
I would have to say that south part of Gillespie into Benalde is probably the worst I know of personally. They were having quite a few issues up here in Carlinville. They did some tower repairs in Carlinville, and I haven't heard a whole lot of bad things recently about up here in Carlinville. But Benalde, Gillespie, down into Staunton, you drive Route 4 from Staunton to Gillespie, and if you're on your cell phone, it's pretty well a guarantee you're going to drop the call two or three times. So that's an issue. But I would say South Gillespie, Benalde area is the worst.
This meeting again is coming up June the 19th on a Tuesday evening at the Gillespie Civic Center. And any final thoughts you want to tell the listeners about this meeting?
The only thing I can think of is that we do need you there. If you can make this meeting, by all means, show up. There's power in numbers, I guess you could say. They already know that we have issues. Macoupin County is on the map now as far as AT&T goes. This VP got back from Dallas, Texas, at one of their huge annual meetings. And believe it or not, Macoupin County was mentioned at the national meeting. So we've made headlines with AT&T. I really would like to see first responders there, because that's where it's a must to have your cell service. I mean, if I need to call somebody and it's not an emergency call, I can maybe put up with a drop call here and there. I shouldn't have to, but it's not like it's an emergency. And one of the issues they're having, especially the ambulance people, is if they're transporting someone to the hospital, they'll get on their cell phone. They can call the doctor at the hospital. The doctor can give them instructions. They can't do that on a radio. I mean, they do it on a cell phone, and they're dropping those calls too. So it can be a life-saving situation.
Gerald Brand, thank you for joining us on The Forum.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.